Beloved, Christ is in our midst. Last Sunday, we celebrated the Feast of Pentecost, the coming down of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and disciples. And we looked at the prayer, Heavenly King, how God tabernacles within us. We might set up a tent to go camping, and when we're finished, we break the tent down. But the tabernacle God sets up in us is permanent. He establishes abode in us. And in establishing his dwelling within us, we have the opportunity then, with him in us, to grow in him and so become saints who we celebrate today. For today is the Sunday of all saints, not some, but all. And not simply all that we see on our calendar or read in the books of the lives of the saints, but all the saints, those whose names we know and those whose names we do not know, those who are known only to God, who live in him because he has lived in them. And in particular, if we listen to the Troparion and Kontakion of this day, we honor the first fruits who are the martyrs. For the martyrs, so had Christ in them, and so desired him and his kingdom that they would rather die than renounce Christ. For in Christ, the priorities of the world have been turned upside down. For these martyrs came not arrayed for battle, not with swords and spears and breastplates and helmets to fight against those who would kill them, but rather those who would kill them came armed with swords and spears, breastplates and helmets, and all manners of torture. And the tyrants who put the martyrs to death were defeated. And the martyrs are glorified that in their death, at that moment, as they offered up their life, God became present in a special way in them. The fullness of their baptism by Christ being revealed as they laid down their life for him who laid down his life for us. One of the saints writes, "The tyrants would think by tearing off the skin of the martyrs that they were thereby going to make them naked of Christ, when instead, as they did these things, they clothed them more and more with Christ. They became more radiant and luminous and are now in the kingdom of heaven. And as we have prayed, that they will pray for us, that we who are on this earth now can be with them in the kingdom at the throne of the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Spirit." This is all of our vocation. Sainthood is not reserved for a few, for a handful, but Christ offers it to all. Like the farmer scattering his seed, Christ scatters himself to us, to the world, for everyone, to find him, to have his faith, his life planted in us, so that we can grow to the full stature, the maturity of Christ living in us. This is all of our calling. We may not die a martyr's death, laying down our life in such a way, but certainly we have our crosses to bear in this life, our very lives. For there is suffering in life for everyone. A cross for us to take up to deny ourselves and follow after Christ so that we may attain the heavenly kingdom. And we begin attaining it at our baptism, at our chrismation, when it is God who makes his abode in us. As Jesus tells us, those who love me and love my Father and I will come and make our dwelling in them. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us in our baptism and chrismation. And so with God dwelling in us, what more is there for us to do, beloved? And the answer is for us to make that experience of God in us more and more apparent in our lives every day. For we look at the martyrs, the saints of ages past, and even the saints of today, and we could read their lives, how when people met them, they knew they were speaking with a saint. In some cases, they even saw the radiance shine forth from them, as did in Saint Seraphim of Sarov, among many others. So with God in us, we must shrink in our pride, cast it away. Shrink in our ego and our selfishness. Shrink in always wanting to be right about everything. Because God is only the truth, the person of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the truth, who comes to dwell in us so that we may shine forth and grow. And we continue this appropriating of God whom we receive in baptism and chrismation, particularly here in the Holy Liturgy. For if we are to go to the heavenly church, where are all the saints, then we who are in the church here on earth, who bear God in our heart, must come here to the temple on earth, where we do something unique in our lives. We gather together, individuals, in one place, but gathered as one, facing east, facing the throne of God, that even on earth we face God's throne in heaven. And though we can't see with our eyes here, we are surrounded presently by angels and saints, the martyrs, the ascetics, the bishops, the nuns, the priests, the monks, who have all fallen asleep and are in heaven, worshiping God. And here we are in the same worship. For but a little over an hour, we gather to join in a liturgy in heaven which is unending. It never ends, the offering of glory to God in heaven. And we take a little bit of our time, a little sacrifice from us to get up in the morning, to come here, to fast, to gather together, and we receive the kingdom of God in return. Where else, brothers and sisters, can we gain such a treasure? Nowhere on this earth and ever. And a treasure that doesn't pass away. For when we die, our earthly treasure is left to somebody else. It's not ours. The treasure we gain here, God himself, is undying and unending, and it leads us to the unending treasure of being at his throne to offer him praise and worship. And we are going to make that journey, especially by coming here to worship him, to offer him our lives, to offer him the bread and the wine that we work over and prepare for him. And he gives us back not bread and wine, but his very self, his body and his blood. his body and his blood, which do not become part of us, but make us become part of him. Beloved, this is the great mystery into which we enter every time we come to the Holy Liturgy. The mystery of God's love and his grace, that even for me, the sinner, he lowers himself and lets me receive him, lets you receive him, to receive the fire of divinity in our flesh and be united to him, be purged of our sins, that they are burned away. And in his uniting himself to us, uniting us to him, he strikes us with a yearning, with a desire for him, a desire that can be satisfied by nothing else, nothing on this earth, only him, so that we will come again and again to the Holy Liturgy, come again and again to him in prayer, look for his face again and again in all those we meet every day, to look to see God's face, to serve him, to worship him, to have him so live in us that our passing from this life is not sorrow, but it is the joy of going to the fullness of the kingdom of heaven.